Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. And why is it so fresh? Why is it so fabulous? Well, of course, I've been telling you all morning. It's brought to you proudly by Lily White Laundry and Hygiene and the Cool Cotton Company. And 7:30, I told you something special was going to be coming your way. I am delivering on the promise right now. And we've got a full house, a full studio. This morning, our friends from Lily White Laundry and Hygiene have stopped by. We've got John Siddall, the director, in the chair. How are you doing, my friend?
Very well. Thanks, Mike.
Brilliant. Alongside you, we've got the team from Rain Farm Game and Lodge. We're going to be getting into the chat with them in just a minute. Hang on. Before we get into this juicy prize that I've been teasing this morning, if you want to find out how you could be winning yourself a weekend away at the fabulous Rain Farm, you just stay close to the radio, because details to follow. Right now, though, John, I want to catch up with you. I want to find out how things are going as we head into February now. And let's talk about Lily White Laundry and Hygiene. Why you've been making a big splash on the Dolphin Coast, and why people like Rain Farm have been teaming up with you, for example. Let's set the scene. For those that don't know anything about your operation, why is Lily White Laundry and Hygiene different?
Well, I think, Chris, you know, when we first started, we didn't just want to start with the laundry. We wanted to do something different. You know, there are 16 or 20 other laundries in town. And, you know, if you're going to compete, you have to have a point of difference, which we introduced linen rental into Balito.
Linen rental?
Yes, through our partners, Fanute in Cape Town. They've been doing it for close on 5 years now.
If you didn't know you could rent your sheets, now you do.
Oh, yeah, this is, and it's become a big thing. And, you know, when you actually work out the pricing, it's probably not much more than just doing the wash of your own linen, but you don't degrade your own linen if you have people staying in your apartment.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Brilliant. And I believe you've been striking deals. Cleaning companies have been coming through and partnering up with you. Is that right?
No, we're very fortunate in Balito. All the suppliers that we've had and clients, I mean, they've been absolutely fabulous. Cleaning companies are coming to us. Not only for, well, first of all, for linen rental, but most of them have also done the laundry that they normally do for their clients, and they're coming to us as well. And they have the option of doing linen rental from time to time if a guy is very busy, like happened during the December period.
Yeah, I can imagine. And so far, the reception from local operators in the hospitality game has been great, right? I mean, you've got some stellar clients, Rain Farm being one of them.
In fact, Rain Farm is one of our flagship clients. They were very good to us when we first launched linen rental.
Oh, they're great people.
Chris came in. He said, well, I was going to phone you anyway. He saw our brochure through one of the other suppliers in the circle, and when I phoned him, he said, no, I saw the brochure and I wanted to phone you anyway. He came in and he made a decision immediately and said, you start on Monday.
That is absolutely epic, man. And the vote of confidence is there. The relationship is strong. And I imagine you've had lots of uptake from Airbnbs and operators in that space as well, eh?
Well, what's actually happened is there a few of the cleaning ladies or the cleaning companies that we deal with have actually said they want that option. So, you know, when they bring all their laundry to us anyway. And, you know, we make sure that we service them and they concentrate on the cleaning of the apartments, not just taking off the laundry, and so we handle that part for it.
How many Airbnbs are in Balito offhand? Do you have a number?
Yeah, we did some research. There are 1,260 Airbnbs. Sure. active in the area.
That's so a lot of sheets. That's a lot of laundry.
Yeah, it's a sheet load of sheets.
So, listen, if you're one of them, if you've got an Airbnb and laundry is the bane of your existence, you should be chatting to the experts here. And look, Eskom has been obviously in the news. It's always in the news. Load shedding's on, then it's off, then it's back. How does that affect your ability to operate?
Look, it obviously affects us, but we do have the use of a generator, which is the one thing. But we also try to use less electricity. Some of our machinery is very user-friendly, both in terms of water and electricity. But, you know, we also have gas boilers, so that when we bring the water in, we don't have to wait for it to warm up. We're not using electricity to warm up the machines. It comes in at the temperature that you want to wash it, and then the machines get going. So it's all about efficiencies.
That's fantastic. See, forward thinking and not laundry as you are used to it. This is a whole different ball game. Lily White Laundry and Hygiene is the name we're talking about this morning. If you're just tuning in right now, they bring you the morning show, especially on this fantastically fresh Monday. And look, we're kind of we're heading into a bit of a mini off season right now. Would you say?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons that we thought this is a great opportunity to let people know that with our machinery and with our equipment that we have, we're semi-industrialized laundry, if you like.
Yeah.
We have the machinery that can handle things like pillows, duvets, you know, the things that normally you get left behind. You know, we clean the sheets and the pillowcases, but people want the pillows and duvets. And even lounge suite covers that we've done.
Wow.
To great success. And then there's also, you know, the spa business. You know, spas are quite an interesting type of business that what happens with when they put all those oils on over a period of time, some of the towels do degrade, and it's very difficult to get rid of the smell, if so to speak. So we do a very deep clean, high temperature wash on all of those. So that we remove it. You know, it's also a bit of a time-consuming thing, but it's just to get everybody so that they know that we do spa towels and we do them properly.
Yeah, it's quite a specialist thing, yeah. If you didn't know, now you do. And if you've been hanging on, waiting for the details about this very special promotion that is currently in the works with Lily White Laundry and Hygiene teaming up with the Rain Farm Game and Lodge, giving you... Yes, you listening to this, a chance to win a weekend away through Facebook and at the laundry. In the month of love, the month of romance, Feb, it's here. And they want to give away a prize where couples can have the weekend off and no laundry. Because, absolutely. I mean, that's the last thing you need to kill the buzz.
We'll still do the laundry.
Yeah, won't be your problem listening to this, but let the experts take care of that.
Absolutely.
So stick around. On the other side of a little tune, we're going to be bringing in our friends Chris and Cara from Rain Farm and finding out about this fantastic partnership. Keeping it fresh right now with Auntie Grandma on Radio Live.